You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
What happened last week is what we're going to concentrate on first. Nifty 50 closed the week with a loss of about 1%, but managed to reclaim the 10,700 levels on Friday. It closed above its 100 EMA, 50 EMA and 5 EMA. But most experts are not treating this as the reversal of the trend, which, by the way, is still bearish. For bulls to regain control, Nifty 50 has to close above 10,785 to 10,800 in the coming sessions, where there is some resistance. On the downside, supports are seen at 10,417 to 10,550 levels. For the coming week, auto stocks will be in focus as automakers will start declaring their monthly sales number for June. As we know, April and May have been encouraging months for the auto sector. Apart from that, Indian currency, which has hit an all-time low of 69.09 versus the American dollar, will also be in focus. Although it did manage to recover 62 paise from the lowest level, but did fail to end the week on a positive note, ending 0.93% weaker at 68.47. On the micro front, Nikkei Manufacturing PMI for June will be released on Monday, followed by Services PMI for the same month on Wednesday. There is a new kid on the block, by the way. Chemical manufacturer Fine Organic Industries is set to debut on bursars on Monday, that is today. The final offer price is fixed at 783 rupees per share. The 600 crore rupee IPO was oversubscribed by 8.99 times during the time it was up for offer between the 20th and the 22nd of June. On the global front, Japan's Nikkei Manufacturing PMI and Foreign Exchange Reserve for June, China's Caixin Manufacturing PMI for June, Europe's Manufacturing PMI for June, and Unemployment Rate for May, as well as the US Manufacturing PMI for June, will be released on Monday. So all of these big numbers coming in later during the course of the day. And what is the big news that we can look forward to during the course of the week? Well, Germany and Argentina, two of the great favourites to win the World Cup, are out of the World Cup. UBS, incidentally, had said Germany would win the World Cup after running about 10,000 simulations. Now, I suppose it's anyone's guess as to how accurate these simulations are. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs had predicted Brazil to be the favourites, but that is not the big news we're talking about. We are talking about the other seismic shift that we saw. It's been a year of GST. The impact of implementation of GST has been positive on the overall business scenario, and it had improved taxation efficiency, eases of doing business, and became successful to convert India into one common market, according to many analysts. According to the Economic Survey of 2017-2018, a preliminary analysis has indicated that there has been a 50% increase in the number of indirect taxpayers. GST has benefited the organized players or companies in their own sector, according to the report. The total number of the indirect taxpayer has increased from 66.17 lakh to 1.12 crore. At the same time, there is a large increase in voluntary registrations. More than 54.3% of those eligible to register under the composition scheme have chosen instead to be regular filers. The major beneficiary of this trend would be, on the product side, jewelry, plywood, apparels, dairy, luggage, air coolers, and confectionery manufacturers. And on the services side, hospitals, diagnostics, contract staffing, retails, hotels, SME credit, and logistics companies are the major beneficiaries of this trend. And on the subject of a year of GST, as well as its impact on the auto sector, we've done two Digging Deeper podcasts, which of course you can listen to either on Audioboom or Savan, or indeed right here on Money Control. What are the technical charts looking like based on what happened last week? Bulls were back at Dalal Street on Friday as Nifty 50 started off the July series on a strong note, recouped all of previous day's losses and closed above 10,700. The index made what is called a long white day pattern, something we've spoken about on these podcasts before on the daily charts, and hammer candle pattern on the weekly scale. The index has witnessed a strong reversal from the bearish trend made in the last two trading sessions, but for bulls to take control, like I said earlier, the index needs to close above 10,785 in the coming session for confirmation, experts have gone on to say. For investors who went long on the index on Friday, they should keep a trailing stop loss placed below 10,600. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI placed at 10,600 and 10,500. Some stocks with high delivery percentage going into trade today: Adani Ports, HCL Technologies and HDFC. 129 stocks have seen long build-up. Bata India, IDBI, NIIT Tech, Godrej Industries are among those stocks, and 30 stocks have seen a short build-up. Hero MotoCorp, Reliance Infra, Torrent Pharma and Tech Mahindra are among those stocks. What are some trading ideas for you going into trade today on Monday? We spoke to finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is what they have to recommend. Kolte Patil Developers Limited has a buy call with a target of 302 rupees. Stop loss placed at 261 rupees for return of as much as 10%. Edelweiss Financial Services has a buy call as well with a target of 313 rupees. Stop loss placed at 280 rupees for return of as much as 6%. Shriram Transport Finance Company has a sell call with a target of 1,248 rupees. Stop loss placed at 1320, that is 1,320 rupees for return of as much as 4%. And before we end the morning podcast, let's find out what the global cues are telling us. We go straight to Singapore for the Singapore Nifty Futures, which is indicating a green-ish opening, just about 0.02% up or 2 points up to open at 10,694. And what are the global cues telling us? Nikkei 225 of Japan has opened in the red, down 0.28%. Down in the Korean Peninsula, the Kospi index is barely up 0.0052%, trading rather flat there. And the broader topics index of Japan is down 0.1% as well. And speaking of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which closed on Friday, it was a slightly green close, 0.23% up to close at 24,271. Well, it is the 2nd of July and we begin this new week in the July F&O series. The 2nd of July seems to be a fairly terrible day if you're a world-renowned writer. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the Swiss philosopher who wrote such beautiful books as Reveries of a Solitary Walker, Discourse on Equality, The Social Contract, perhaps his most famous work, also passed away on this day. Vladimir Nabokov, one of the great masters of the 20th century novel, best known for Lolita, passed away on this day. Ernest Hemingway, godfather of all things currently considered toxic masculinity, passed away on this day. And speaking of godfather, Mario Puzo also passed away on this day. It might have been a terrible day if you were a great writer, but if you're a put writer or a call writer, how will this day work out for you? That's what we'll be telling you during the entire course of the day. For that, you just have to stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.